This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The Syrian fighters vowed to kill the pigs and infidels as they paraded their Kurdish captives in front of cameras and, in one graphic video, fired several rounds into a man lying on the side of a highway with his hands bound behind his back. They're part of the self-styled Syrian National Army, the shock troops in Turkey's offensive against U.S.-allied Kurdish forces who were abandoned last week after President Donald Trump ordered the withdrawal of American troops from Syria. VOA's Heather Murdoch is on the ground in Syria.
Well, I think in a lot of sense it's already happening, and we're also a little bit limited in our mobility at the moment because there's so much fighting, and there's no clear front line. So far as we know, hundreds of people have been killed, and including some reporters. One aspect of the humanitarian crisis that's hard to put our finger on is that there's a large refugee camp of 14,000 people that security left, and most of them just left.
Zladica Hoc has more for VOA.
The Turkish president has rejected international calls to withdraw from Syria, insisting that he will remove what he calls Kurdish terrorists from the border with Turkey.
Aynı şekilde Cerablus'u biz bu teröristlerden temizledik mi?
We cleared Cerablus from terrorists as well. Are there Turks there now? No, it's the true owners who are there. Don't they see this? European Union, don't you see this? Arab League, don't you see this? Wasn't it you who excluded Syria from the Arab League?
Erdogan has dismissed U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose crippling economic sanctions on Turkey, but praised his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. Zlarica Hoc, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Ukraine is at the center of the impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Donald Trump, as Democrat opponents claim he pressured Kyiv to investigate the son of his political rival Joe Biden. The web of allegations and counterclaims is rooted in Ukraine's efforts to clamp down on corruption following the overthrow of President Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. President Trump alleges that Joe Biden forced the resignation of then-Ukrainian chief prosecutor Viktor Shokin to protect Biden's family, a charge the former Democratic vice president denies. Shokin had previously been investigating alleged corruption at the energy firm Burisma, where Biden's son Hunter sat on the board of directors. Sitting down with the ABC TV network, Hunter Biden was asked if he and his father ever discussed Ukraine.
No. As I said, the only time was after a news account. It wasn't a discussion in any way. There's no but to this. No, we never did.
The standard criticism for the younger Biden sitting on the board of directors was that Hunter Biden knew nothing about natural gas.
No, but I think that I had as much knowledge as anybody else that was on the board, if not more.
Shokin's deputy at the time, David Sakvarelij, told VOA his boss was ousted because he was ineffective. No evidence has been brought forward implicating either Joe Biden or his son. The Texas police officer who shot and killed a black woman in her home is being held in jail on murder charges. Aaron Dean was arrested just hours after he resigned from the Fort Worth police force on Monday. The city's police chief, Edwin Krause, told a news conference that Dean would have been fired had he not resigned. Dean, who is white, shot 28-year-old Tatiana Jefferson, who is black, through a house window on Saturday after a neighbor called a non-emergency police line to report Jefferson's front door had been left open. Jefferson was in the house with her 8-year-old nephew playing video games. A United Nations investigation has found insurgent attacks targeting the recent presidential electoral process in Afghanistan caused nearly 460 civilian casualties, including 85 deaths. The special report by the UN Assistance Mission in Afghanistan, released on Tuesday, blames more than 80% of the casualties on the Taliban's deliberate campaign of violence and intimidation to disrupt the September the 28th election. The insurgent group had repeatedly made public statements warning Afghan voters to stay away from the election. On the polling day alone, it noted the violence killed 28 civilians and injured around 250 others. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.